The UN Security Council approved a major US-sponsored counterterrorism resolution that demands all nations freeze finances of suspects and crack down on groups who help them. The United Nations Security Council adopted a sweeping counterterrorism resolution that demands all nations freeze finances of suspects and crack down on groups who help them. The US-sponsored resolution, approved by a 15-0 vote, dramatically expands the UN role in building a global coalition against terrorism following the September 11 attacks. The resolution also requires countries to deny safe haven to anyone responsible for or supporting a terror attack and criminalizes financing of such attacks.
Tonight, we have adopted a very ambitious, comprehensive strategy to fight terrorism in all its forms throughout the world.
Many of the provisions in the resolution are contained in treaties some countries have ratified or are expected to ratify.
I think this is an unprecedented resolution against terrorism in the work of the United Nations. It obliges all member states to deny financing, support, and safe harbor for terrorists. It will also expand information sharing among UN members to combat international terrorism. And there'll be a Security Council mechanism to monitor implementation on a continuous basis.
The main thrust of the resolution is on the financing of clandestine networks. It seeks to free financial assets of people who have committed or attempted to commit terrorist acts or participated in groups owned or controlled directly or indirectly by such people.